Hey, thanks for listening to the Bold Centennial Podcast, the podcast where I share about my week and what I've learned that I believe is important to know or just fascinating in general. The show where there's a little something for everyone. Now let's jump in. Welcome. My name is Sammy Boudou, and in this episode, I talk about how to get motivated to work out. So let's jump right in. If you've been following me for a while, you know that I've really been changing my life in the last few months, almost a year. To give some context, I played sports for most of my life until about halfway through high school when I injured my knees and I never got cleared to play after that. So after I stopped playing sports, it was up to me basically to figure out how to stay active and healthy and make myself actually go to the gym or choose to do different activities. And it was definitely a hard time for me to stay motivated when I wasn't necessarily seeing results as I was making my own fitness routine, I guess. I no longer had coaches to tell me what to do. I never really felt like I was progressing anyway or just feeling my best. And then I'd go to the gym whenever possible and I just wasn't sticking to it. I'd stick to it for a solid few weeks. So I did spend time on it, but after that I would just kind of stop going for one reason or another, whether it was because I got busy with school or busy with this or just wasn't feeling motivated anymore. And then for almost a year, I then did boxing, which I fell in love with. Maybe because I had done martial arts for literally years before, but I was just obsessed. It was such a good workout. I strongly recommend anyone who might like it or is thinking of trying something new, you might love boxing. But when I had to stop going there due to college, and it was kind of expensive, the location that I actually liked, I kind of struggled once again to find my way. And then I had on and off moments of being very on top of it. But again, when I was very good once again for almost my entire first year of college, when I'd basically go most days before class, I'd purposely wake up earlier. I had a really good routine, but with not too much progress, that kind of by the end of the year, I think it was just a month or two before classes actually ended, I once again kind of gave up on myself and my own health. I would still kind of try to eat healthy, but I didn't take it too seriously. And it just was very hard for me again. So if you're listening to this and you struggle with getting into the gym or sticking to it over long periods of time, especially when you don't see too many results, then I want to make this podcast for you because I really do know how you feel. So first things first, I've mentioned this before, but you need to want it, and you need to want it for the right reasons. If you want to go to the gym simply because you hate how you look or just because you know that you should be working out, then I will tell you right off the bat that you have the wrong mindset and basically just the mindset to end up failing. Just like if you were entering a career, just because you were told you should do something or somebody had expectations of you to do it or you just wanted to go in it because it has a high pay, doesn't matter. You're really likely going to end up hating the job or resenting those who made you because it's literally not what you wanted. You just did it because you kind of thought you had to because of one reason or another. And it's literally the same thing for the gym. Instead, find the reasons you really want to go for yourself, and it has to click in your brain that you want that. I've said this before, it needs to click in your brain. What I mean by that is that it needs to finally hit you that you would basically do anything to be able to reach this goal or have this habit or finally go there for the right reasons. So when it finally clicks, that's when you know you're probably on the right track. And I decided a year ago that I just wanted to live healthier. So it clicked in my brain and I just knew it. I knew I had to make a change. I was determined. I was motivated. And the main issue was I need to stay motivated. I was just tired of my own failures at making a gym a habit. I was tired of being I've been super successful at going to the gym for 6 months, but then I fell off the wagon and now I kind of just don't end up going anymore. And I was very tired of saying that. I also wanted to feel confident, and notice how I'm not saying that I hated how I looked. I just know that when I do feel strong, and especially after playing sports or doing certain athletic activities, I literally just feel confident in the fact that I was able to achieve it. And I wanted to feel that again. I wanted to feel proud of seeing my own progress at the gym. These little things were small drives, I guess, that got me excited to get into the gym. Then when I would start going up in my reps or my weights, I get so proud, and I can't wait to see what progress elsewhere I will make next. So find your own reason to get into the gym. These aren't just my own reasons. They could be your reasons for being excited to go to the gym too. But find those things that just motivate you, that are your own motivators. So now you finally got into the gym, but how are you going to stick to it? Or what are you? How are you going to know what you want to do? When I talk to others, I find that a lot of people get lost when they're at the gym, which means not only are they not usually pushing themselves as much as they could, or they might even be cutting their workouts short because they're like, okay, I did do a little bit of this, a little bit of that, like that's probably good enough for today. And I honestly, this was basically my thinking every time too, and it's just not the most efficient way, because it can cause for myself and others to get bored or get frustrated because you know that you're just not doing as much as you could. And then I know when I go to the gym with no plan, I end up just doing kind of whatever is open at the gym. So I'll just like wait for like a machine that I like, and then once it's open, I'll just go to it, and then I'll just kind of walk around and figure out something else that could maybe make sense in what I'm doing. And it's not really like a nice flow through the gym. It's kind of me on the spot trying to figure out what would work. And for me, that creativity doesn't really hit often when I'm at the gym, of like, oh, this would be really good for this, and knowing like what works together. So I just do what I think is enough for the day without fully paying attention to what I've actually accomplished or not. And I just kind of found that to not work for me. If anything, like I said, I'd get kind of frustrated by the end. I'd kind of go home and not really know if I actually was successful or not. And I don't know, I just didn't really like that. So I strongly recommend having some sort of plan before going in, or even your own like workouts from home. You kind of have a plan. I think it's a really like beneficial thing to have, whether that's using like a workout plan on an app. I used to love like the Nike training app, or like there's the Tone It Up app that's like, I know has a lot of plans as well. You can find a ton of ebooks online, so you can just download one of those too, or perhaps you could have a trainer who gives you a plan. I have a trainer as well, so I use her plan along with some other workouts, and having a plan just helps me so much, because when I'm working out, I don't need to question what I'm going to do next. It's already there for me before I even get my workout started, so I don't, the only thing I need to focus on is basically myself and what I'm doing. You could also just brainstorm your own workouts before as well. I did this for a very long time. So say you want it to be arm day, just look online at different exercises that target various muscles in your arm and go from there. So I definitely find this to be the most effective method if you are creating your own plans. I usually just write it down in my phone in the notes section, and then when I just started out, I would usually add pictures to it, so that way I didn't have to actually search up anything when I was actually working out. So say you're like just starting out, you don't know the name of various workouts, say you don't know what like a deadlift is, I didn't want to just write it down and then for me to get to the gym and be like, crap, like what's a deadlift, and have to take my time to search it up and exactly figure it out. I'd rather just have a little like picture, literally a random one from Google Images that just shows me like, oh, that's what a deadlift is. That way I can just refer back to it super easily when I am working out. And this may be a little bit of an extra step, but try it out. And if it helps you, then if it helps you working out and not being so lost, then good for you. This might be the perfect way for you to be able to do it. And I just, yeah, if it stays, helps you stay on top of it, then why wouldn't you try it? So the last main thing is, how do you stick to it? Because you finally, it clicked in your brain that you wanted it. You got into the gym. You kind of know now what you want to do at the gym. But how are you going to ensure that you're able to stick to it? Especially, I find, if you are using like a plan, like an ebook or something, once those like 4, 8, 10 weeks or whatever is up, what are you going to do after that? How are you going to stick to your own active lifestyle? Honestly, it's all about finding a good routine for you and having a strong mindset. I say strong mindset because you won't always see results. And I think that's something that a lot of people give up on, an entire healthy lifestyle, because they aren't seeing results. Sometimes it will take a long time for you to start seeing results. I can tell you right now, for me, I didn't start seeing anything until almost 4 to 5 months in, and it was very, very small results. And then finally, about 6 to 7 months later, it started really hitting. So that's why I say a really strong mindset, because you need to be able to kind of push through what seemingly is very little progress in order to finally be able to see bigger progress, like, or results in the future. So sometimes, yeah, you won't see progress for a long time, and other times you might see progress right away or see a lot of it, and then all of a sudden it seems like you just get stuck. And sometimes that reason is because you keep doing the same things and your body's just getting too used to it, but also it's completely normal for your body to just plateau out. So you might, again, need to have a strong mindset and push through it and keep going to the gym and keep eating well, and then you'll start slowly going back down again or increasing your muscle mass or whatever your goals are. You'll start seeing them again, but it can take a while, and that can be very hard, very frustrating, because you're putting in all this time, all this energy into your food and your workout, and like, why aren't you seeing results? So believe me, push through it. Don't let that be the reason why you stop, and then you'll start seeing them eventually. So especially if you do weigh yourself, this is, I guess, a little disclaimer I do want to throw out. I always recommend taking measurements and pictures as well, because oftentimes the weight on a scale won't show how much progress you've actually made. There could be times that you're actually losing in inches in your waist, but gaining in muscle mass somewhere else, or whatever the case may be. And sometimes by seeing just pictures alone, even, you could see that you actually are losing in certain areas or developing muscles in other areas that the scale just won't show you. And I take almost weekly pictures. Sometimes I kind of forget, but I can tell you right now that there's so much physically that I see in difference that just the number on the scale doesn't, at least to me, doesn't feel like it represents how much progress I can visually see when I look at those pictures. So that's why if you are actually wanting to take this like healthy journey and want to use like some type of quantifiable like results, then try to do it different ways. Don't rely just on the scale, because again, it can be a very dangerous thing for some people. Now, about the routine. Oftentimes, you just need to find whatever works for you. Maybe you can't have a steady schedule for the gym. Like, maybe you are not the person who can always be like, yes, I work out in the morning every single day. And that's okay. Sometimes you can work out in the morning, sometimes at night. Whatever kind of works for you and you can make it fit, then good. If you are able to actually kind of swap out your time of the workouts and you make it work, then you're amazing. But I do recommend experimenting with different times in the day to see when you feel the most motivated to go, when you have the most energy to go, along with when is the most realistic time for you to actually go into the gym. Or again, these could be home workouts, but same thing. For a long time, I loved evening workouts. I've been an evening workout kind of girl basically, I don't know, since I was little, because even sports would be after school. So I got to do what I wanted during the day, and then I would hit the gym and get to do my skincare and be basically comfortable and without makeup and in PJs or whatever comfortable clothes I wanted for the rest of the night. It's been like that basically until the first semester last year, I think. But these last few months, I found that to be unrealistic for myself. I either worked out during afternoons or I usually go to work during afternoons until pretty late. So when I come home, I don't want to be working out at like 10 p.m. Or I really like to FaceTime my friends, and we often FaceTime at night as well. Same for if I do end up working on the podcast or the blog or anything else, even my contracting jobs at home, I'm always way more efficient at night. So I found it to just be unrealistic for me to feel motivated to stop what I'm doing to actually go work out and then come back and get back to working. Or obviously if I'm FaceTiming with my friends, I kind of don't want to be like, hold on for like an hour, I'm going to call you back and work out. Like, I obviously can do that, but if I'm FaceTiming them, I'd rather just enjoy the time with them. So for me, evenings just kind of wasn't working out anymore. I like mornings now, so that way I can just get it done with, feel proud for the rest of the day, and then when I get dressed and ready, I know that I don't have to worry about having to work out and shower. And if I do want to go out again, I don't have to worry about being all sweaty and having to, I guess, get ready again. Yeah. And like I said, one of the most important things for you is for you to want to do it
for you.
Mindset does truly change things. Now I work out 5 to 6 times a week, and sometimes I just feel unmotivated, of course. I know on Friday I was telling my mom, I was like, I just don't want to work out. I just don't want to work out. But I was already dressed and I knew that I was going to. I just didn't really feel motivated. But I just remind myself that I have literally never, ever worked out and been like, wow, I wish I had not done that today. Because have you ever felt like this? Because I can tell you right now, I truly have not. So just get dressed and do it. And if you work out in the mornings like me, the first thing I do is I wear my workout clothes. Because I know that if I go downstairs and watch TV or eat breakfast in my PJs, it is very unlikely that I will come back up to my room to get dressed to work out and then finally go downstairs and actually get that workout in. And maybe that's me being lazy. Maybe I just like to be in PJs when I'm in PJs and don't want to go up and down the stairs. Who knows? But now that I do know that, I do get dressed first thing. So that way when I'm like all dressed, I'm like, welp, already dressed, might as well start now. And I do want to say that sometimes I wake up and I'm just not feeling it. Like yesterday, I was very tired and I knew I had to go to work and I just didn't want to. And I'm going to tell you right now, that's okay. But I made sure that I would do whatever was needed for me to be able to work out today. So it's about balance, figuring out what works for you, what doesn't, what gets you motivated, figuring out why you don't or why you haven't stuck to it in the past, and then what you can do to remedy it. And knowing that if you feel sore or tired or you need a rest day, take that day off. It's completely okay. If anything, maybe your mental health will thank you for it. Maybe your muscles will be happy that it finally gets a day off. So it's completely okay and almost necessary to take a few days off here and there. So I really hope you guys pick up a tip or two after this podcast, because I just truly want people to feel their best and feel motivated. So if I can give you any ways of helping you, that's what I want to do. Now, that's all I have for you today. And if you have a quick second, please rate and review this podcast. And if you want to stick around, the second portion of the podcast is a quick weekly summary. I've gotten surprisingly a lot done this week. And I mostly say surprisingly because I've been pretty tired and I've had to manage work and going or school and going back to work. And oftentimes me having to go back to work does make me a little less productive. And then I ended up starting off the week with a few days mostly to myself, which actually felt really good. I mentioned in my last podcast that I'm not generally very good at just taking time for myself, but I was productive during that time and it felt good to have days off. And sometimes I would literally just FaceTime my friends and play Sims, and it just kind of felt nice to be both work productive but also taking some actual rest time. And then I also in depth cleaned my room, including my entire makeup area. And let me tell you, it felt so good. I no longer have a bunch of makeup on my desk. In fact, I have nothing but my makeup mirror. I know, it's crazy. And everything is now properly placed in a drawer. It's something small, but it only feels, or like it really does feel so good to be at my desk, not feeling like I'm crammed. Normally everything was kind of piled on this left little file drawer thing on my, on my left side. And so I just kind of, it was like restricting part of the desk, and I didn't really need that side, but just like visually it would bother me, and I knew I'd been wanting it to do it for a while. I also didn't have the creativity about like where to therefore put these items, because I'd have to replace other things in the drawer. Well, when I at 1 a.m. I was like, this is my time to shine. I have ideas. I'm going to clean this. And so that's what I did. Plus, I also almost entirely finished my final paper for my class, which I just have one last section left, but I truly thought that I would need this entire upcoming week as well. So it feels good to know that it's almost done and I don't have to worry about that. On top of that, I also finished my last final, which by last, I truly mean last, as I will be all done with college after this class, and I am so excited and so proud. And I mentioned I returned to work as well this week. And I forget if I did mention this in a previous podcast episode or not, but one of my close friends got a job at my location So it is super, super exciting, especially that this is going to sound kind of strange, but the other two like coworkers that I had, they're no longer returning. So it's very odd and bizarre, but also a nice time because I get to train basically one of my best friends and along with anyone else we hire in the future. And I generally love training people, but it's nice to almost have this fresh start and I'm just very excited about it. But yeah, that pretty much sums up this week. So with that, this concludes this episode. Thank you for listening and I'll see you next week. Bye guys. So that's a wrap. Thank you for tuning in to the Bold Centennial podcast, and I hope you rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever else you're listening this to. Any reviews and feedback help me out greatly. I hope to see you next week as I share more about my life and new things I learn every day. Bye, thank you.